from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So cat eyes are a martial arts type of a weapon, similar in style to brass knuckles. You put your fingers in the eyes of the cat, and the cat's ears actually are the weapon because they're pointy. And these items are small, lightweight. They are often found on keychains, and people don't realize, I think, when they come to a checkpoint and their keys are on a keychain with cat eyes, they're thinking it's a keychain. They're not really thinking of it as a weapon. But just the same, it is considered a weapon. They certainly can put it in a check bag. So whenever a TSA officer detects something prohibited at the checkpoint, the passenger is given the choice. You can go put it in your car, hand it off to a non-traveling companion, such as somebody who's dropping you off. You can put it in your check bag. And your last resort is to voluntarily surrender it to TSA. So fine line there. We don't really confiscate it because it's you, the passenger, who is given the choice of how to deal with it. And so for the ones that are voluntarily surrendered or abandoned with TSA, we just put them in a box, a bin really, with other prohibited items, and then they are transferred to the state for disposal. So we are seeing an increase in that. We just want to really remind people that they should not be bringing them to a checkpoint. Maybe leave it in your glove compartment, leave it on the kitchen table, or of course you can always put it in your check bag and take it along.
How frequently are agents seeing this?
I would say that it is not unusual for our TSA officers to see one a day in upstate New York, you know, whether that is in Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, or the like.
And what could be the danger if someone has a cat eye, even though it may be a keychain or something they think is harmless, when it's in a carry-on bag during a flight?
So, of course, nobody's allowed to have any weapons through a checkpoint and onto a flight. So that's the whole concept. Is TSA is there to make sure that people get to their destinations and get home safely and securely. Obviously, you're likely familiar with the fact that we've seen many more passengers who have been disruptive on flights in airports. We want to make sure that nobody has any weapons at their fingertips.
And overall this year, how have things gone at TSA checkpoints?
Oh, pretty well. It's been a very busy summer. TSA nationwide, we hit some records this year. We have been in existence for nearly 23 years. And in 23 years, our top busiest days ever in our history, all top 10 have taken place this year since about mid-May. And the busiest day ever in our history was earlier this year was July 7th, right after the Independence Day holiday. And that very day, TSA screened more than 3 million people nationwide. That was the first time ever that we exceeded 3 million people screened. Now, it's just important to know before you go. By that, we mean know what's in your carry-on bag before you leave home and head to the airport. If ever you're unsure if an item should be packed in your check bag or your carry-on bag, you can easily find out by checking with us on social media. Tweet your question or take a picture of the item and tweet it to us at AskTSA. You get a response pretty quickly. Or you can type in the name of the item into our online app called free downloadable app called MyTSA, and you'll find out right away where you should be packing that item.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.